We are the morons who try to talk good. My name is Caitlin in California.
And I'm Sam in California. Oh, it's good to be home, baby.
Except we're 2 hours away right now.
We're in two different parts of the state. Yes, I'm no longer in Spokane. I have returned home, which is one of the reasons why we have been neglecting to record. Just moving back from another state can do that to someone.
Yes. Yes, and Odile and I both are in quarter system, so while Sam had her finals, we had midterms.
Woohoo!
And those are very stressful.
Oh, yeah.
And everything has just been very crazy, and it's been just a really rough couple weeks, and we are excited to be back.
I'm excited.
So, welcome to episode 10!
Episode 10!
This is going to be a kind of a update episode.
Update and us trying to remember how to do all this all over again.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks.
So there are a couple things we would like to, you know, go over. Obviously, we talked about what we have been doing. But if you notice, for our 10th, very special 10th episode, Odile is not here. Unfortunately, we learned that Odile experienced a loss in her family and will not be here with us for this. But our thoughts are with her and her family.
Yes.
And we are sending her good vibes through our brains and through social media.
Brains.
Twitter and Instagram.
Send her all the warm fuzzies, everyone.
Yeah, so, like, send something to us on Instagram or Twitter, because those are things we have. At Warren's Podcast.
At Warren's Podcast.
Wow, I just turned that into a plug. How about horrible of a person am I? But no, Odile, we know you're going to listen to this. We love you.
We love you, Odile.
We can't wait for you to come back so we can just, you know, rip on each other like usual. So.
Yeah.
And because Odile is not here, we were going to be doing an episode about us as friends. We were going to do, like, back and forth.
Friendship tags and ask each other, like, questions back and forth to see if Sam remembers my birthday. It was going to be great.
It's the first. But I'm totally going to answer it wrong when you ask me that later. But due to Odile being gone and due to this being our first episode back, we have been gone for a while. Instead are going to be doing an entire episode, which is nothing but fangirl news.
Pretty much, yes.
And it's going to be awesome.
And I'm going to introduce a new segment later that I'm calling Spoiler Alert.
So heads up, everyone. Spoiler Alert.
Yes.
So we will give you the actual event of when that's going to be occurring. So all the news that we'll be saying is been within the last couple weeks, so some of it are going to be like, this is new. It's not. It's probably happening.
Yeah, some of the news is we update these Google Docs that we all have access to kind of periodically through the week before our episodes. So this one has been, like, being updated the past 3 weeks. I actually deleted some stuff that was on it a couple days ago because it was really old. So, sorry if anything's a little bit outdated, but we just really want to talk about this stuff, so.
We just want to connect with you on a personal level.
Yeah.
I mean, why even know our feelings? I don't know why I'm talking like that.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
It's time for Fangirl News!
Fangirl News! That was beautiful.
Thank you.
All right. First news item. So, this news came out a while ago, but I thought...
A while ago news.
Yeah, a while ago news. So...
Name of the episode.
Freeform, formerly known as ABC Family, it will be playing old Disney Channel shows, like early 2000s, late 90s Disney Channel shows, at the late night time slot between 12 and 2 a.m.
They better show Phil of the Future.
Phil of the Future's so good. And what I love about this is... That block of time is going to be called That's So Throwback.
And jokes, they will not be airing That's So Raven. This is their makeup. No, I'm kidding. No,
no, I'm going to assume they're going to show That's So Raven.
That was such a big hit.
Oh, I love those early 2000. I think all of the best Disney Channel shows happened before, like, 2006. Were the best. Like, you gotta go back and watch, like, Phil the Future, that's a Raven, Lizzie McGuire, like, oh my gosh. Even Stevens. They're all so
Even
good.
Stevens before Shia LaBeouf became a cannibal.
Yes, before then.
Anyone knows that joke? You and I are friends now. You know that joke?
Yes.
Good, you better. All I see in my head is that kid going, quiet, quiet.
Good to know we can still be friends.
Yeah. I can now keep you in my circle.
I'm honored.
I won't have to destroy you in the morning.
Alright, so, Sam, did you have to... this next piece of news, did you get a chance to watch this video? And look at this
I had... one of our listeners sent me a bunch of videos of this,
okay.
Actually. Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh my gosh. So...
Why would I think otherwise?
Six Flags has this roller coaster and it's the Joker.
Yes, and from my understanding is every Six Flag park is getting a Joker style, including the one near us is getting a Joker.
Everyone's
kind of
is
coaster,
a little bit different.
But everyone is different, and I saw this video posted on... One of my friends on Facebook posted it, and then I refound this article about specifically the Six Flags. It's called Six Flags Great Adventure in New Jersey. It looks terrifying.
Oh, yeah. I love upside-down roller coasters, but I don't think I can do that one.
Let's see. How would you describe it to our listeners? It's like, we'll post the article on our Twitter, but like...
Twitter, at Morin's Podcast.
At Morin's Podcast. But you're in like... You're, like, kind of hanging on the side, and it's, like, a swing almost, but you're on a roller coaster track, and it, like, flips you upside down.
Okay, so I'm trying to think of what I can describe it.
I don't know how to describe it. How would you describe it?
So the track just kind of waves up and down, but as it hits those things, the bucket seats that you're in are pivoting. So as you hit that loop... It might slow down, but you don't, so you'll start flipping over backwards. So you're going up and down this track while the seat that you're in is rotating.
It's terrifying.
It looked nuts, because you'll be rotating one direction, but then it'll slow down, and they start going backwards, and oh, God.
I would not go on that. That's terrifying, and I love roller coasters.
Yeah, right?
That is... Just watching the video made me feel nauseous. Of like, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine being on this roller coaster. I just puke everywhere.
I totally just thought about this. Sorry, I should probably say the person who told me about this was my good friend Lindsay. So thanks, Lindsay, for showing me, and then thank you for showing because first you showed me one, and then she sent me one, and I looked at that. And I'm, whoa, this was different. So then I looked it up, and they're all a little different.
Yeah,
which is great because the joke is nuts. So
all of these. Six Flags parks are getting Jokers, roller coasters, and they're all a little bit different.
And that makes me the happiest woman on the face.
Yeah, I think that's a really cool concept to do that.
So, yeah.
Okay, so the next piece of news we have is some Doctor Who news. This was relevant, but now it's a little outdated.
It was. That's our whole thing. Yeah. Except for two things at the end are actually...
But I still think we can speculate on this. So, John Barrowman, also known as Captain Jack Harkness... was seen in Cardiff, and he posted this video on his Twitter saying, like, I'm gonna be in Cardiff for a special project, and everyone was like, oh my gosh. So people started freaking out, thinking that he might be in the Christmas special, because it kind of looked like they weren't gonna actually introduce the companion in the Christmas special, which we all were kind of assuming was gonna happen, like, oh, they're gonna introduce the companion in the Christmas special, because the Christmas special will be the only episode of Doctor Who in 2016 that we have. But now it looks like, because of filming stuff, that the companion probably won't actually be introduced until the next series actually starts. So people were thinking that Jack Harkness maybe will be in the Christmas special. How cool would that be? We got River, and now we have Jack Harkness in a Christmas special? My mind, like, exploded when I saw an article. It was Radio Times that posted the thing about it. I was like, oh my gosh, if this is true, like, I could picture Odile's head just, like, exploding as well of just, like, excitement. So he was in Cardiff, and... it seems like now it looks like he was filming something for the Big Finish Audios in Cardiff, because they record those in Cardiff as well. So it seems like he's just doing another Big Finish project, which is exciting, I guess, if you're a Big Finish fan, but I've never been into Big Finish. But, yeah, I mean, there's still a possibility. So how would you feel if Jack Harkness were to come back?
I know it'd make a lot of people definitely very, very happy.
Oh, yes.
Without a doubt.
What do you think? Do you think he would come back?
I have no issue with Captain Jack coming back. However, I feel like a lot of these episodes, or at least like a lot of recent episodes, are so focused on, look at all this stuff that we're bringing back that used to be past. Like, they're so obsessed with, oh, look at that reference, look at that reference, look at that reference, that as a character as he was, I feel like just pulling him back in is going to kind of screw with the way that the ties were cut. Kind of like when, you know, Rose had a great ending, and then they brought her back, and it just kind of, it smashed it.
Journey's End is horrible. I hate Journey's End.
Yeah, see, it smashes it. It just completely smashes it. So I'm, as much as a pro Jack fan that I am, I kind of think we should just let it die.
I guess, I get that, but I do feel like his character didn't really get a very good ending in Torchwood.
Yeah.
Like, because the show went on to Stars in America, and it switched over, and that season was ended very strange, and it was not as good as the previous seasons of Torchwood, and Jack's character didn't really get a satisfying ending, at least in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be nice. I mean, I would prefer another season of Torchwood, personally, over him coming to Doctor Who any day.
That, yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah. I'd rather see Torchwood come up than stick him to Doctor Who. Because yeah. I feel like Doctor Who is already having some issues.
Yeah, and I think, and Moffat did say that once before. He was like, if I were to bring Captain Jack back, there would have to be a good reason for it. I don't just want to bring him back. Like, there would have to be, I feel like if they wanted to bring, if they wanted to bring Torchwood back, then I think it would make sense for them to introduce Captain Jack in Doctor Who again.
Mm-hmm.
In order to, like, remind people that, like, oh yeah, Torchwood was a thing.
Yeah.
But I don't see Torchwood coming back in the foreseeable future. At least not the way we know it. I know they're doing Big Finish audios with it, but it's not. Yeah, I just love John Barrowman.
Yeah.
While he was in Cardiff, him and the actor who plays Yento, they visited, I guess there's a shrine to Yento at Cardiff Bay, where, like, the entrance of Torchwood is.
That's really
funny. It's just been up there since, like, forever, since Torchwood was on TV, and people just keep adding stuff to the shrine, and there's this, like, super adorable video of John Barrowman and, what's his name? Gareth David Lloyd? I think that's right.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right. And it's really cute, and the wall of just, like, Yento love is really funny, and one of these days I hope to go to Cardiff and pay my tributes to Yento, R.I.P. R.I.P. my OTP. Okay. We need to learn to mix this news up a little bit more.
Yeah, it happens. It just depends on who starts writing stuff.
Yeah, usually I start a doc and Sam adds stuff to the end, so.
Here, you know what? I'll just throw one of mine in.
Yeah, throw one of yours.
There's a Twitter account that I was introduced to by, on my Twitter, not on the Morons Twitter, more at Morons Podcast, on my personal Twitter, I follow a lot of voice actors. And one of the voice actors I follow, his name is Liam O'Brien. He retweeted something from an account called Dungeons and Donalds, which is basically someone made an account as Donald Trump, but he's obsessed with D&D.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
I already love it.
It's one of my favorites.
Oh my, why didn't I know about this?
And,
oh my god.
I'm probably going to go on our Twitter at Morons Podcast and probably retweet one of these things so you all can see it if you go and check it out. So check us out at Morons Podcast. It is so funny because they take pictures of him and they'll Photoshop it to have him holding dice or being there with like a DM's shield so no one will see what's going on, and he'll write things like, Hold on, I'll just go onto Twitter and read some of them because it's so funny. But anyway, yeah, I got introduced to it, and it opened up my mind to more like spoof parody Twitters, because I already follow Very Lonely Luke and Emo Kylo Ren, and this is just my favorite one now. Dungeons and Donald. I spelled the word dungeons wrong.
Happens.
Here it is, found it. So Dungeons and Donalds is great. It's, like I said, it's so funny. Because they'll also take quotes that he has said, and they'll just rework them to have things, you know, just saying, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of stuff. So here's a couple of them that I will read to you. I'm a designer. I know how to design dungeons. I design the best dungeons. And my name helps out a lot. And it's him holding D&D books and him talking about LARPing with other characters. One of my favorite ones. I really look forward to playing D&D with Megan Kelly. It'll be interesting to see what she rolls up. I think she will be an elf. Just it's funny because it's obviously he's making fun of Donald Trump.
Yeah, like, but those like, are, like actual things he said.
Yeah, no, like these are things that he has said, like obviously tweaked slightly. But it also kind of rips on some of the jokes people have about certain characters in D&D, mm-hmm. like elves are weak, bards are dumb, blah, 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 and he just smashes it into the floor, and this person does it so well. So if you're looking for a real fun thing and you're into RPGs, or you're looking to get into RPGs, these are just... I'll read one last one. Nobody reads the Monster Manual more than me. The 79 edition means a lot, but I don't want to get into specifics. And it's like him holding the old Monster's Manual. It is priceless. So you should go check that out.
Very nice.
Thank you.
All right. So, Gilmore Girls, who y'all know I love Gilmore Girls, was the revival, the Netflix revival, has a name now. It was called Gilmore Girls Seasons for a while. It was kind of the tentative title everyone was kind of giving it. But because it's going to be four 90-minute episodes that are all going to be based off of a season, so they're titled, I think it starts fall. No, I think it goes winter, spring, summer, fall, I believe is the order they're doing. And so they're all after a season, and they're, 90-minute episodes, so they're going to be, movie-long episodes. And so it's going to be called Gilmore Girls, A Year in the Life, and the poster is so cute for it. It says, love more, laugh more, Gilmore. And then there's a coffee cup, and it's really cute. And I saw it, and I was like, oh, it was, the most perfect poster for it, and I'm so excited, and I want there to be a trailer for it already, and they still don't even have a release date. It's just soon! 2016!
That's awesome.
But it's, oh man, I'm so excited. I have theories, but we'll talk about that in a future episode. Hamilton! Tony nominations came out a couple weeks ago. I won't go, and this won't be our Tony episode. I will do that later. We'll do a special Tony, my Tony predictions, but we won't go into that right now. But I will say that, so Hamilton broke the record and got nominated for 16 Tonys. 1-6. That is a lot. That is a lot of Tonys. I think the record was 14, correct me mm-hmm. if I'm wrong, previously. And
I can't correct you on that. You're the
I think it was either 13 or 14. I know the producers held the record for the most nominations for Tonys. So what's really interesting about this list is I got nominated for Best Musical, Best Book, Best Score, Best Performance by Leading Role, Actor, Actress in a Leading Role, Supporting Actor, Supporting Actress, Best Scenic Design, Best Lighting, Best Direction, Best Choreography, Best Orchestra, 16 nominations, and so the category for Best Performance by an Actor featured in a featured role in a musical basically supporting actor role. There are three people from the show that got nominated in that one, just that one category. And as well as best performance by an actor in a leading role in a musical, which Lin-Manuel Miranda, who plays Hamilton and wrote the show, got nominated for that, and so did Leslie Odom Jr., who plays Aaron Burr. So Lin-Manuel Miranda got nominated for three Tonys for this one show. Like, he's, like, it's just very impressive, and I believe, I honestly think it's gonna win most of these. It obviously can't win all 16 because it's competing with itself in most of these, in some of these categories. But I definitely think it's gonna get Best Musical for sure. And probably all of the acting categories. At the very least. But we can go farther into my predictions in a future episode.
Okay.
But, yeah, so I'm really excited and go Hamilton. Yay Hamlet. Hashtag yay Hamlet.
Oh my god. Alright,
somebody will get that.
I'll do another one.
Go for it.
Alright, so. I don't know, there's so many different things that I really like. Okay, I'll talk about my favorite one. Uncharted 4 was released about 2 weeks ago.
Have you finished it already?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, well, no, long time ago. This game is beautiful. It's beautiful. It is received super amazing reviews. I review it highly. It is a beautiful, beautiful game. So beautiful. It's the last in its series. Uncharted 4, Thief's End. And so there's two things I wanted to say about this. One, now that Uncharted is done, they can focus on making The Last of Us 2. Sorry.
There's probably a The Last of Us reference in every single one of our episodes.
I've been trying to put one in every single episode. Been trying. So yeah, that's super exciting, which means that we're gonna get another Last of Us, hopefully. And the other thing that was very interesting is a lot of people were very upset, this is for Uncharted 4, not for Last of Us, at a particular article written by Washington Post. Reason being, it was an opinion article, sort of like a review article for the game. And so a lot of people were debating exactly the score that it was given. A few people are saying it was given 4 out of 10. The lowest score received for this game. Because it had too much detail.
Really? Wait, that was the reasoning they gave for giving it a low review? Is there too much detail in the game?
Mm-hmm.
What?
It was a bunch of other stuff. It was like, this game should have, like, the series should have stopped after the first game. Da-da-da-da-da. This person just, it was like, they were just ripping on it because they personally didn't like it. So a lot of people were making a petition to get this thing just permanently removed. Now, I do believe that's taking a little too far because that's censorship and people should be able to post their own ideas. However, this person also has been ripping on some pretty well-known games. Really well-reviewed games. So, obviously, I mean, I don't really take his... It's someone's opinion.
Yeah.
However, it pissed off a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
It was very interesting. That's just kind of something I love. So, yeah, Uncharted 4 is out. You should go buy it. Get on PS4. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. Okay. It's lovely. It's delightful, it's delightful. Is that the right words? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do one more, because...
Go for it.
Me. What am I talking about? Star Trek! So a couple things about Star Trek. Mainly these new two things about Star Trek. Just recently, CBS released a teaser for the new Star Trek TV show that will be airing beginning of next year. And it's amazing. it's so cool. And it's not really showing, obviously, like, what they're doing. It's just shots of going through space and a voiceover and then showing the new logo that they have. It's still the same basic triangle-type logo, but there's a slight difference to it. You should go check it out. It's really, really cool. A lot of people are starting to get more excited about it. This past weekend, there was, for the new movie coming out this summer, because this year is the 50th anniversary of...
Mm-hmm.
The show, since obviously it started back then. So what they did was they were kind of, it was like a fan fest. Fans went down to, I think it was Paramount, at the Paramount Studios in LA, and they were doing Q&As with the actors about the show, and they unveiled that they renamed or named one of the roads on the Paramount lot Leonard Nimoy Way. Is a memorial to the late Leonard Nimoy, who died on my birthday. Never gonna forget that. Hurts deep down inside. So that was a really cool thing that they did. The cast was there to answer questions and also there for the unveiling of the final theater trailer for the film that's coming out this summer. My last Star Trek thing on that is CBS has been having some issues with people who are making fan films. Now, fan films, obviously people know, are where people go out and they'll take ideas, concepts, whatever, and they'll create little films based around these franchises. Now, Paramount's and CBS very, very possessive of Star Trek. They don't really want anyone touching it as their baby. So when people come out and make fan films, sometimes they'll face legal ramifications for this. So people have been saying, well, we're going to make fan films. However, we do want to be able to respect the licensing agreements and the licensing for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So CBS will be releasing fan film guidelines, things you can do if you are going to do one.
That's cool.
Which is opening it up to more people to go out and, because you've seen so many Star Wars fan films out there, and
yeah.
I've seen some Star Trek ones. I think that's just super cool. Like, they're allowing the community. You know, the community obviously asked first. They're like, hey, I think it was also someone else also said, or a director was like, hey, you know, they're going to make it. So why don't we just give them some rules that they can follow so they can go out and they can do it. And that's super cool for me because I'm a filmmaker. And who knows, maybe I might go out and make my own. Not very great at the moment, but you know, it's still great. It's a great way to allow the community to go in and be a part of it with while still respecting.
Yeah, you can't squash fan culture, like that fanish behavior. Like that's you can't control that. Like fangirls and fanboys are like,
stop trying to control us, media.
Well, you know what I mean? Like,
no, I don't even mean.
You can't control fans. It's hard. Like, we want creative outlets.
We are a very strong bunch of people.
Okay, so can we talk about the next news item?
Where is it?
The Beauty and the Beast teaser!
Yeah, I wrote that in there. So Beauty and the Beast released their first trailer. And I'll honest, not gonna lie, I was not expecting as much as they gave, which was not a lot to begin with, but
it looks okay. I have so many feelings. It looks beautiful. First of all, like the music, that music, that like iconic Beauty and the Beast, like sweeping, thematic, like theatrical music going over the, and it just like pans over the castle.
And then you hear Lumiere and Cogsworth doing the, there's a girl in the castle. She might be the one. And you're like, It's so good.
It looks so dark. And, it looks so good.
I'm really, really excited for
How long was that trailer? Like 30 seconds?
Yeah, it feels like probably 15. It was super short.
So short, but it just made me so incredibly excited.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm looking forward for the full trailer.
I honestly had been thinking for a while, I'm like, wow, they announced this movie like, 2 years ago? We haven't seen anything.
Yeah, it's...
And because, I mean, also say, like I said, for as short as it was, they gave you a good chunk.
They did. It was beautiful.
They gave you a pretty good look at it.
Have you seen, there was this video, somebody posted it on Facebook, that was a side-by-side comparison of the animated Beauty and the Beast teaser with this one.
No.
And the shots are almost direct remakes of each other.
I did not know that.
It's beautiful. It's slightly, I mean, there's some slight variation, but it's like almost...
We'll find it. We'll put it on our Twitter.
We will find it and hopefully find it and try to put it on our Twitter. But it's
Emma's podcast.
Emma's podcast. But I'm so excited for Beauty and the Beast. I love Emma Watson. I think she's going to be perfect as Belle. And I'm really looking forward to it. Okay. So I'm going to... And do we have any other news that you want to add before we move on?
There was a really cool video these skydivers made where they played skydive Quidditch.
Oh my gosh.
It was amazing.
That's awesome.
It was so freaking cool. I'll put that on our Twitter.
Yeah. All right. So I'm...
So subtle. Okay. Hold on, everyone. Hold on.
What?
Hold on.
What?
Spoiler alert. I'll wait for y'all to run away. I think they're gone. Oh, wait, no. I should probably say what the spoiler alert is about. Season 5 of Once Upon a Time. Now run. Give pause for running.
You have not seen it.
Okay, they're gone. They're gone now. All right, cool.
Okay.
We warned you.
So, is a new segment that I'm introducing to our show here. We're going to call it Spoiler Alert. So, this is when we're going to talk about when our shows have ended or when something crazy has happened and we just really want to talk about it. We're going to talk about it in a segment called Spoiler Alert. I thought this would be especially interesting because, Sam, you are not caught up on Once Upon a Time, correct?
No, I am not, but to be honest, you can spoil it because I'm probably not going to
watch
it.
Okay, so I thought this segment would be extra fun, especially because me, Sam, and Odile watch a lot of the same shows. We also watch a lot of different shows. So...
Do you guys watch Ghost Hunters? Because that show's amazing.
No, we do not. I don't. Odile might, but... Anyway, so I thought this would be a fun segment, so... One of us could just, like, flail and just complain and fangirl about a show that the other two don't watch and try to explain it to them and, in the process, try not to spoil anything.
I know actually what happened.
You do know?
Because their Twitter account actually kind of ruined a section.
Their Twitter account does ruin everything and they are...
Which is why I unfollow them, because they're annoying. So.
Okay, so let's... So I'm gonna give you my feelings. I did not really like part A of season 5, which was the whole Dark Swan arc, where Emma's gone dark. I know a lot of fans liked that. I didn't really like Emma as a dark character, and I didn't think it was played very well. It wasn't written as well as I would have hoped.
Yeah, I don't really like the writing for this show.
And I didn't really like the whole Arthurian tale. It was, I don't know, the Arthurian legends in it, just aren't as interesting to me. So I was kind of bored, honestly, by part A, and then part B came around, and they're in the underworld, which I was really excited about because it was focusing on Hades in the Hercules storyline, and I love Hercules, my favorite Disney movie. So I was really excited for that, and it ended up, the first episode, which was the 100th episode, was really good, of part B, but then it went really downhill, and all the characters were just poorly written, and you couldn't really tell what was happening, like, none of the characters had agency, they're like, okay, we're in the underworld, la 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 da da, let's try to save as many people as we can while we're down here, and they're all just kind of, like, derping around in the underworld, And then, like, halfway through, I was like, what's happening here? And then it got better at the last 3 episodes, was when it really picked up and gained momentum and agency, and once they got out of the underworld, it was really good. But until that point, it wasn't. And So, the creators of the show, and at least the social media accounts, are very much Captain Swan shippers.
Hardcore. And it's annoying seeing pictures of them every single time I log on Twitter, which is why I unfollowed them.
Killian Jones, also known as Captain Hook, and Emma Swan is Captain Swan. And I'm not the biggest... I mean, I like Hook, but, like, I don't know. I don't really like him and Emma. They're okay. I was really big into Outlaw Queen, which is Regina and Robin Hood, but something happened. Spoiler alert. So now it looks as if that ship might have sailed.
That ship has sailed.
That ship has sailed. So the wonderful internet also, and my Tumblr account likes to force, if you ever go on the Once Upon a Time tag on Tumblr, it is a hot mess half the time, or like the different ships are like always fighting with each other. And so I've been really enjoying Swan Queen recently, which is Emma and Regina, which is obviously not a canon couple.
No.
But
I mean, like, no, is it like, no, it's not. No, is it like, I shut it. I need to stop talking.
You shut it. You don't ship.
No,
ship Swan Queen.
I was saying no, as in it is not canon. Okay. I'm agreeing with you that it is not canon.
Yeah, it is. It is not canon. And a lot of fans are really upset about the season 5 in particular because they made it seem like it could possibly become canon. Because this is probably the most popular ship.
Obviously, it's a popular ship.
It's very popular. There are more Swan Queen fanfics than probably any other fanfic. And a lot of fans really wanted it to become canon. And
what you're saying, though, that's the reason why the fans are not the writers. Because if the fans took over, it'd just be everyone having sex with everyone. That's what it'd become.
The writing was very problematic this season.
Again, there's a reason why the fans aren't the writers.
I would like to talk for just a moment about my feelings on Belle.
Isn't she just a whiny bitch now?
Okay, yeah. So, Belle... Okay, I love the actress who plays Belle.
She was in Lost.
She's incredibly talented. I really enjoy her. I think she plays the character very well. However, they do not give her very good material to work with. And, okay, so Belle and Rumpelstiltskin, I do not like as a couple. I know other people do. But their relationship is highly problematic.
It's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. Like, it's abusive. Like, if you really think about it and you really look at it, it's... Ugh. He keeps on going back to the darkness and betraying her and telling her, like, oh, I won't ever change for you. You have to live with me, like, the good and the bad, the darkness.
And she's standing with the Australian accent going, but I still love you. You're like, okay.
That was the worst Australian accent. But yeah, she's like...
I'm not Australian, so I don't try.
But finally, this season, the best part, I would say, about season 5 was Belle told Rumple... basically told him, I don't really love you anymore. Like, I...
And then he cried like a bitch, right?
Pretty much. But he was... in his Rumple way. But he was like... She was like, I can't do this. Like, you're not good for me. And so she put her own self, spoiler alert, under a sleeping curse. And was like, I know you're not gonna wake me. You can try to kiss me. You can try to do the whole, like, true love's kiss. But it ain't gonna work on me because I do not love you anymore. And she was like, you can go find my dad. It'll probably work because, you know, he's pretty much the only person I love and I trust right now. And Rumple tried to convince her dad. That did not work. So Belle is trapped in Pandora's box, which would be interesting. But... next season,
in literally everything.
Sam, did you hear about what next season's theme is?
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I knew about that because...
I'm excited about it.
The Twitter account posted that, like, 2 hours before the episode even aired because it had already aired on the East Coast. So it blew it for everyone, pretty much. And I'm a really big fan of that particular actor. Mm-hmm. His name's Sam Witwer.
Yeah.
Fun fact, for anyone who plays Battlefront, or the Battlefront 3, which is the most current Battlefront that's out for Star Wars, or any of, something about the Force, I can't remember what it's called. Anyway, he's the voice of the Emperor Palpatine, and his voice is spot on. Spot on. He's amazing. He also plays a vampire in show called Being Human.
Yeah.
And he apparently is hard, like, he hardcore plays RPG games, so he's
he sounds awesome.
Sam's Unite!
I'm I'm really excited for the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde thing.
I love that. I mean, I'm interested in it because I do love that book. I own it. I'm looking right at it. It's on my bookshelf right there. I'm pointing.
I'm interested in it because it's a classic literature, and it's not
a fairy
tale.
But they're
going to
screw it up.
Probably.
Yo, Jekyll is Belle's true love. I'm calling it.
That would be interesting.
I'm calling it right now. I'm calling it.
You think so?
We'll just see what happens. I mean, I don't care.
Okay, you heard it here first, everyone. Sam thinks Dr. Jekyll and Belle. What would their ship name be?
Jezebel.
Jezebel?
I don't know. I don't know. Dr. Bell.
Dr. Bell?
I'm bad at coming up with ship names.
Yeah,
except for Tripal, best ship ever. Well, we're actually gonna have a ships episode, so we'll talk about it.
We are gonna have a ships episode, and it's probably gonna mostly be me trying to convince Odile that Hufaldi is a thing.
And I'm gonna be in the corner talk about all my Star Trek ships. Mainly one in particular, which I know Teresa would love to join in on. Maybe we'll get Teresa to join us.
Yeah, sure.
Because y'all remember Teresa. She joined us for a sci-fi episode.
She was pretty great.
And then I also have another guest lined up for if we talk about manga and anime. Mm-hmm. I got a person to come talk with me about that.
Cool. I want to do an episode soon also about fan fiction. And I'll probably... I have a couple people...
You and
people
Odile are going to take over that one.
Yeah, we are.
Okay. Let's move on to our favorite things. Let's just back and forth. We'll just bounce back and forth off each other. I don't have a whole lot.
I don't have a whole lot either. Okay, so I love Hamilton. Y'all know that. And Broadway.com...
I put in all the Last of Us references. You put in all the Hamilton.
Yeah.
This is the thing.
Broadway.com does these video vlogs and for the different Broadway shows, and they usually have a clever title. Probably the more famous one is Laura Osnes' The Princess Diaries from Cinderella, which is kind of old. It's a couple years ago, but it's really great. And Odile's really into it as well. And they have one for Hamilton, where Leslie Odom Jr., who is beautiful and incredibly talented, who plays Aaron Burr. It's called Aaron Burr, Sir. And it is them just back behind the scenes at Hamilton, just, like, showing you around and, like, talking about the show and what goes on behind the scenes of theater. And I highly recommend just checking out all the different behind-the-scenes vlogs from the different shows. Some of them are more better than others. More better. Oh my gosh, my grammar.
I was going to say something.
Oh my gosh. I'm really tired, you guys. Some of them are more in depth than others. And yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing episode one. It's just came out, and I'm looking forward to watching others. So that's my recommendation for like something to watch on YouTube.
I only have two. One of them is this game that I recently got it. It's not super new. It's a game called This War of Mine. Got it on Steam. Really good. On the first day I got it, logged in 8 hours. Yeah, just couldn't help it. So it's a game about these civilians who are in this town amidst the Civil War. And you're playing as the civilians and you're trying to gather supplies and trying to live as long as you can before assistance comes in. So you're trying to battle between making sure you have enough food and making sure that the house that you found that you're living in is secure and making sure that people don't die. Or it's the style is really, really cool. It's just basically like point and click, or sort of kind of point and click. You're scavenging. You're just clicking and you're trying to find as much stuff as you can, but you're also trying to sneak around these places because people are armed and they will kill you. Really, really good game. Recommend it. They're turning it into a board game. I think they have a Kickstarter.
Oh, cool.
So check it out. This War of Mine on Steam. It's great.
I have a music recommendation that I totally just remembered. So My favorite musical in the entire world is Sam. What is
Hamilton.
It?
Hamilton. No, it's Wizard of Oz.
No,
it's Little Shop of Horrors.
Yes.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh my
just like naming
Sam, that was sad. Yes,
like,
my
damn
favorite.
Damn roses. Damn thorns. Your mom quotes that every time that comes up.
My
in the
mom
movie.
Always quotes that line from Grow For Me every single time we watch the movie. And the reason behind that is the soundtrack for the movie doesn't have that line in the song. It's not there. And it always really frustrated my mom, so she would always just like say it. And now every time we watch the movie, she'll run into the room and be like, "Damn roses, damn thorns." Anyway, a little tangent there. But Little Shop of Horrors is my favorite musical of all time. And I was working on an essay and listening to stuff on Spotify. And I'm like, oh, I really want to listen to the Little Shop of Horrors movie soundtrack. I mean, I have it on my iPod, but I wanted to listen through my computer. And I couldn't find it, but what I did find on Spotify was really interesting, was the London cast recording of Little Shop of Horrors, which I had never heard before, and if you know me, you know that I have heard all of the Little Shop of Horrors things, and I've seen Little Shop of Horrors on stage 5 times. I own 3 copies, 3 different copies of the DVD, of the movie, sorry, and I had never sought out or really, like, thought to look for, like, a London production, and it exists, it's on Spotify, and it's actually pretty good. It's short for some reason. It's very short. There's only like 10 or 12 songs. But it follows... I have problems with the revival production of Little Shop of Horrors that I won't go into. Well, I could do a whole episode on that. Just on its own. I don't really like the revival all that much because they added a bunch of songs that are unnecessary. And I just don't like it as much as the original Broadway cast or as a movie recording. So, when I saw this London cast recording, I was like, what? What is this? And I was listening to it. It's actually really good. Go check it out. On Spotify. London cast recording. I'm still just, like, in shock that I didn't know that this existed. Like, I feel ashamed.
Okay, and then the last one. I have been rewatching one of the Star Trek shows, Deep Space Nine. It's good. You should watch it. It's what's nice is it's different because instead of taking place on a ship, it takes place on a space station. So it's about these people on a space station. And there's a lot of space battles and there's fighting. And yeah. That's my recommendation.
Cool. I recently watched the movie Cruel Intentions, which I had never seen before. It's on Netflix with a lot of famous people in it. Reese Witherspoon, Sarah Michelle Gellar, who else? There's a bunch of famous people in it, and it's really interesting. It's based off of Dangerous Liaisons, but it's teenagers, and I had never seen it before, and our friend Brenna really likes it and had recommended it to me several times, so I finally decided to watch it. It's pretty good. I recommend it. Okay.
All right,
so I think it's time to close down this episode.
You can find us on Instagram at Morons Podcast and on Twitter at Morons
Podcast.
You check us out. Message us.
All right. Lovely. My name is Caitlin in California.
I'm Sam in California.
Odile, we love you and we'll see you soon.
See you soon.
We love you and sending you all the warm fuzzies and. We just know
and
we...
digital cake. I'll send
and digital,
you digital
cake.
Cake.
We're here. Just let us know.
Remember, North Korea will solve your problems.
North Korea. Yes, so please follow us on all the social media, subscribe to us on iTunes, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and we will hear from you next week.
Or you'll
hear for us next week.
Live long and prosper.
Live long and prosper. Bye, everyone.